Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I'm Konstantinos, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holding conference call to present and discuss the first quarter 2020 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holding management. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas, and I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holdings. And I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgandis, and our CFO, Mr. Markos Bitsakos. We'll first give you a brief update of the results of the first quarter of 2020 and an outlook for 2020. And we'll later have time for your questions. For those of you who sit in front of a PC, you can now browse the IR segment of our corporate webpage, quest.gr, and download all relevant information, including our corporate presentation. Now, I will give the microphone to Mr. Markos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, this is Markos Bitsakos. I'm Quest Group CFO. 2020 will be remembered as the COVID-19 year. As you all know, the first governmental preventive measures were imposed in mid-March, causing a significant slowdown on the overall economic activity of the country. Having said that, for Quest Group, Q1 was not significantly affected by COVID-19, confirming the initial management expectations. This was due to the remarkable performance Quest Group had up to mid-March. Going back to the first trimester economic performance, our revenues reached a little bit less than 148 million. This is an increase of 18% versus the first quarter of 2019. With the exception of carding, which will be explained later on by Mr. Alexandros Roustas, all companies fueled this notable sales growth. Our EBITDA grew, but in a slower pace of 6%, and EBIT grew by almost 3%. Earnings after tax and non-controlling interest were slightly lower by 1.3% versus last year. It has to be mentioned here that in 2019, both EBT and earnings after tax were boosted by 1.4 million euros extraordinary profits, which means that like-for-like comparison 2020 organic results are higher than in 2019. Lastly, group net cash position was 5.3 million euros compared to 24.7 million net cash in December 2019. And this significant change from December 19 is due to the typical higher working capital requirements of every first quarter each year. The working capital is estimated to improve and normalize as it happened last year during the second half of the year.
Now, diving deeper into our segments, we observed that the IT product segment consisted of four companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, and Quest Online, continued to surge by almost 24% at the sales level. The EBT shrank by 0.8 million, which is minus 40% compared to last year's first quarter, but the reason for this is that last year there was an extraordinary reversal of provisions which added 1.4 to the bottom line. Excluding this extraordinary impact in 2019, the first quarter of 2020 EBT has almost doubled year over year. IT services sector, which is Unisystems and its subsidiaries, also climbed by 20% in sales and by 65% in EBT, assisted by the reduction of financial costs and D&As. Postal services, which is ACS, grew by almost 10% in sales, while almost all of the growth went down to the EBT, which improved by 8%. Electronic payments, which is CardLink sales, decreased by 13%, while EBT shrank by almost 29%. Main reason for this is the new agreement with the banks, which we have already explained in the past, plus a COVID-19 effect during the last 15 days of March lockdown, which was material to the company's results. Last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales and earnings over than doubled in the first quarter of 2020 compared to the same period last year, mainly due to the acquisition of 13.5 megawatts of power in total within 2019. The total installed base as of now is 26 megawatts. Now let me pass over to Mr. Georgantzis to give his view on the group's outlook.
Good afternoon from me too. I'm Apostolos Georgantzis, Quest Group CEO. As you all know, the COVID pandemic and all the relevant measures taken by the Greek authorities, as in most of the countries, have created an unprecedented situation in societal, commercial, and financial terms and the overall economy. Although we are not yet in the position to know how this situation will evolve, we are constantly monitoring the impact on our companies and taking actions to minimize the adverse effects. Our main goal for 2020 is to retain as much as possible the numbers of the previous year. Regarding that, we will let you know about the situation the coming months, the current months, and what we expect for as an outlook. Regarding April had significant negative effects on sales, especially on the product sector due to the full lockdown of physical outlets. During May, we have seen significant signs of rebound, and June provides initial signs of further improvement. Therefore, we could say that we experienced a much better than expected rate of return to normality of the business. Regarding the second quarter of 2020, this will certainly be adversely affected, especially regarding the sales for the IT product sectors. However, perhaps less than initially anticipated and estimated. There are also sectors like IT services and energy that are most probably will not be affected at all. In more detail going per sector, regarding the first sector, which is the IT products, this is the group's more severely affected segment regarding sales, with decrease after the lockdown due to the physical closing of the stores. However, the negative effect from the lockdown was partially compensated by, firstly, the online sales of physical stores, which surged, substituting a large part of the physical store sale lost. Secondly, the state interventions regarding rent and labor regulations, which led to reduced OPEX. And thirdly, by additional actions from the management of the companies to minimize operational expenses and protect cash flow. Actually, we could say that we have experienced a timely payment of receivables, which was, again, much better than expected. During the same period, Quest Online, which runs the online shop U.gr, demonstrated significant revenue growth due to surge of online sales. In total, the IT product segment sales during April declined less than 15%, which, again, is much less than initially expected. After the lift of the lockdown, sales are recovering faster again than initially anticipated. Regarding the second sector, which is the IT services, this segment, as already mentioned, is estimated not to be influenced in the midterm, given its high backlog of projects. April continued with the same pace as Q1, and therefore Q2 is estimated to continue with the same pace at the same pace as Q1. Regarding the third sector, which is the postal services, the demand of B2C courier services, which accounting for about something less than 90% of ACS revenue, increased significantly during April, a trend which continues through May. And in contrast to the postal services, the plain postal services, which account for only about 11% of ACS revenue, which fall at a double-digit pace. On aggregate, ACS sales grew in April, similarly to the performance of the first quarter. However, the surge in demand for B2C courier services led to extraordinary measures in order to upgrade rapidly last-mile capacity to accommodate the extra volume. Such extra measures are extra financial assistance to the company agents, increased hires, overtime costs, urgent rest of storage spaces, and cost for new equipment. These extraordinary measures are expected to adversely impact ACS profitability in the second quarter. Therefore, it is estimated that sales in the second quarter will grow and profit will drop. In the mid and long term, the company volume is estimated to stabilize at higher levels as the e-commerce growth acceleration trend is expected to continue and relevant costs will gradually be streamlined. Hence, we believe that profitability could suffer in the short term, but in the mid and long term, company will benefit from the new market condition, and we consider this extraordinary cost as investment for the future. Regarding the fourth sector, which is electronic payments, Carling experienced a double-digit year-over-year fall in revenues during April, and this is due mainly to the new agreement from the banks as well as the lockdown. The effect from the lockdown and the pandemic is estimated at around 10%. Despite the fact that second quarter sales are expected to be adversely affected, the long-term outlook of the company is positive since the post-COVID habits seem to favor the use of cards against cash. During May, transactions are sharply recovering to last year levels. Regarding the fifth and last segment, which is renewable energy production and Quest Energy, in this segment we see no disruption in the production and distribution of solar energy. Therefore, we expect the Q1 growth to continue during the second quarter. As an overall image, we estimate that second quarter sales will be equal or slightly lower than last year. EBT for the same period is estimated to have a higher drop, probably double digit, as second quarter will be further affected by COVID donations we have done in the context of our CSR actions. In the midterm, meaning the end of the year, till the end of the year, it's difficult to make further estimations since there are many unknown factors such as a possible second COVID surge that could lead to a full or partial lockdown, the depth and length of national international COVID-related recession, the loss of tourism income impact the Greek economy and the consumption. In the long term, the prevailing perception is that most of the sectors in which Quest Group operates, like technology, e-payments, e-commerce, parcel deliveries, would benefit. Finally, we would like to mention that the group's financial position is strong and solid, having an overall cash and available credit lines of about 150 million. Therefore, given the current circumstances, it is expected that the COVID impact overall on the group's performance is manageable, partly because Quest diversification of businesses, as well as due to Quest's solid financial position. I will now pass you to Alexandros to tell you a few more words about the CSR actions.
Thank you, Apostole. As already was announced, Quest Group proceeded in donation of 500,000 euros during April and May, in the context of supporting the national effort to overcome the effects of COVID-19 pandemic to our society. The donations were funneled to the Greek Ministry of Education and the Greek Ministry of Health, and they break down as follows. 1,040 iPads to the Greek Ministry of Education to be immediately used by schools for online education purposes, 120 laptops and PCs and 15 printers to the National Agency of Public Health, and 2 high-flow oxygen respirators and accessories to the second pulmonologist clinic of Attiko University Hospital. Okay, that was our brief overview of the first quarter of 2020, and we are now happy to take your questions.
The first question is from the line of Zafaria Rash with Quiro. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again for a wonderful update and the details you've given, particularly for April and May after the quarter. Is very useful. I just had just one question to, it's more just for to understand the dynamics of what happened. If we look at ACS and their demand after the lockdowns, would you say demand for courier services, it just sort of jumped up immediately and then it sort of stayed at the same level, or was it sort of gradually increasing over time as, you know, people started to adapt, but it took them a little bit of time to switch and realize they could purchase things online? That was my first question. And my second question was just on your U.GR business. Do you think this could be now a business that you would want to invest more in and over a sort of longer multi-year view, as maybe Greek consumers have now got more used to buying things online?
Okay, this is Apostolos Georgantzis. Regarding the first question, what we have seen is that we had the lockdown mid of March, so just after the second week of March. We have seen during the third week a temporary small drop in volumes, and we have seen at the last week of May of March a huge surge that could lead in increase up to 80%, especially for B2C shipments with regard to e-commerce and online. And this is because people have been locked down in their homes, not able to have options to buy things, and they're starting buying online. This led to an increase in volumes, especially in April, which were above 30%, which also continued in May. In mid-May in Greece, we've seen a gradually opening of the stopping of the lockdown, and gradually shops started to open, starting as of mid of May. And we've seen the whole of May that was continuing to have this increase in volumes. This regards to the courier part, with the parcel part. And as we mentioned, the mail part had the adverse effect of going down with a double-digit, let's say, rate in volumes. And this was partially affected also due to the COVID, but it's also a declining market. We see that this trend is continuing in the future regarding the increase of volumes, and we see that also June is expected to have significant higher volumes than what we have seen during the initial period of Q1. Therefore, we see that we estimate that in the midterm, as we already mentioned, we're going to expect the acceleration of e-commerce volume coming in to the company and moving, let's say, the volumes and the revenues of the company up at a faster pace than before. I don't know whether I answered the question.
Perfect. That's great. Thanks. Perfect. Very helpful.
Hello, by me, from me, Aras. It's Alexandros. Now, regarding the e-commerce trends that we see both from ACS, but of course from U.GR and iStorm GR, and also the online payments of CardLink, what we saw during the April lockdown was that the e-commerce over than doubled. It was sometimes double, in other businesses is four times what it used to be before. For example, with iStorm GR, we saw, and other physical retailers, we saw that a part of the physical sales, a great part of the physical sales, was substituted by electronic online sales. Now, after the lockdown, we see that the online sales have dropped a bit, but still they seem to stabilize at higher levels than it used to be before. So have in mind that the years before, the increase in online sales in Greece, and I'm talking about product online sales, not service so much, it was increasing by about 15% every year. Now we see that online sales stabilize at 50 or somewhere between 50 or 100% more. So we have gained 2 or 3 years of progress. Now, regarding U.GR, U has benefit, of course, by this trend. And of course, we are investing in it. We have already started to invest by creating a new platform, launching a new platform back in September. And we continue to invest in logistics. We will continue to invest in logistics, picking and delivery, and also we do we have enhanced our marketing campaigns either alone as UDOGR or along with other FMCG brands to boost sales. So yes, you know, the investment in UDOGR is within our strategic plans.
Perfect. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Wonderful update.
The next question is from the line of Kalogeropoulos Yannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Good evening. I have a couple of questions, if I may. The first one regards any further potential reward to shareholders apart from the 15 cents already announced as a capital return in the that will be decided in the upcoming general meeting. That's my first question. The second question relates to your the capex needs that you the capex you plan to do during 2020. If we take into consideration the approximately 3 million euro you did in Q1 related to around 1 million euro for the solar park and around 2 million euro for the new ACS hub center. If you could provide us a guidance for the capex for the full year 2020. The third question regards ACS. If you could elaborate a bit on the hurt of profitability and especially on the magnitude of the impact of the subtraction of the EBITDA margin. Where do you see that landing for 2020? And the last question relates to the free cash flow generation, which was severely impacted during Q1 due to the increased working capital needs. If you see that reversing and turning again into positive free cash flow generation, cash generation in the full year, for the full year 2020. Thank you.
Okay, this is Marcos Bitsakos speaking, Mr. Kalogeropoulos. First of all, you placed four questions. I'm going to answer the first one and the fourth one. As with the capital decrease and the reward to the shareholders, as already announced, Quest is planning to make a capital return of 15 cents, which is slightly higher than last year capital return, and this is the only scheduled, let's say, reward to the shareholders. We don't have anything else in plan. Do you need anything else for this?
No, no, that's fine, thanks.
Okay, now the fourth question regarding the reversal of free cash flow. I already mentioned that this picture, let's say, that you see in the first quarter, it's a typical for the first quarter every year, every single year. And yes, we see a reversal of this trend over the second half of the year.
Okay. This is Apostolos Georgantzis. I will answer the second and the third question. The second question was regarding CAPEX, estimation for CAPEX for this year. Initially, the initial plans for this year, pre-COVID situation, was that we were expecting to have, in general, a positive trend in sales and more or less similar or slightly improved profitability. And of course, our plans was to continue our investment plan, because what we have as a general rule, if you remember, for the ones that we have been hearing us in previous presentations, is that we reinvest approximately 80% of our profit every year within the company to fuel future growth. So. Regarding the situation now with the COVID, is that we haven't stopped the investments we have already, let's say, agreed. And this one of these is regard the new investments for the ACS building. Overall, this the new hub of ACS, if you recall, We expect a capex of about 32 million, 31 to 32 million for the 2 years, 2020 and 2021. Approximately half of it would go for this year, so we expect a capex of 15% or 15 million approximately for this year for the ACS building. And additionally, we haven't stopped looking for new investments, for investments for growth. So I would say the base for capex would be somewhere between 15 and 20 million, and could be high if we find potential, let's say, cases that would consider that are good for growth. Now, regarding the profitability effect of to ACS, here I would like to mention again that during the second quarter we have extraordinary costs such as extra financial assistance to company agent, increased hires, overtime, urgent rents, storage spaces, costs for new equipment, and which all these costs especially affected April and May. We, as of June, we gradually estimated to start streamline this cost, and we expect that by end of June, cost base will be much better than during the second, let's say, quarter. Therefore, we expect that the profitability will gradually improve during third quarter and to come to normal, let's say, levels for the company. And of course, we expect that the volumes from e-commerce will benefit the company, since we've seen this acceleration that is gonna, part of it is gonna stay in the future. However, it's not easy for us at the moment to make any particular, let's say, exact estimation for the whole year, nor for ACS, nor for the remaining companies, since we don't know what's gonna happen in the remaining half of the year due to the situation of COVID especially, which might affect, again, could have a partial lockdown or restraint measures or traveling measures. Could affect also the tourism, which is a significant part in the economy, and we cannot really estimate what's going to be the exact effect. However, we could say that overall, because we have five segments, at least two of them have no effect at all from the COVID. The remaining have, but we consider this to be limited. We believe that we're well positioned regarding this, let's say, crisis. And at the end, we believe that we will be able to come out of it compared to the market at a much better condition compared to competition.
Okay, so on the best case scenario, would it be fair enough to assume that for the full year 2020, it would be a success, let's say, for Quest Group to maintain 2019 figures on top line and on net profitability after the reversal of the extraordinary 13 million of tax that you were charged in 2019?
Regarding the operational profitability and EBT, yes, we confirm that our target would be that.
Okay, very helpful. Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Kalogiropoulos Ioannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, I have not a follow-up, a new question regarding your intention to participate in the sale of MIG's subsidiary Singular. Do you have any further comments or news on that? Thanks.
We don't want to comment on this. There are no news that we can disclose at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgandis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you. As a closing, we would like to thank you all for your participation, and we wish you all to be well and healthy during this challenging situation. Have a nice afternoon. Thank you.